Why was Aragorn in the Prancing Pony in the first place, ready to bump into Frodo? Had he been told to wait, or was it just a happy coincidence? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the best in science fiction and fantasy, books and TV shows, The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and much more. Welcome. Aragorn being in the Prancing Pony just when Frodo and company arrived there was more than just fortuitous. It saved their lives, there in Bree and in the days that followed, as they made their way to Rivendell. But for that encounter, Frodo and the Ring and Middle-earth would have been lost. Gandalf hadn't told him to wait there, and the hobbits weren't expecting him there. So why was he there? To get to the bottom of this, we have to understand that Aragorn had been involved in the hunt for the ring and Gandalf's plans for decades by this point. I did a whole video on his and Gandalf's hunt for Gollum over 2 decades, if you're interested. Aragorn had been brought up in Rivendell after his father's death, and though his true identity was kept from him for a while by Elrond, by his early 20s he knew who he was and had headed out into the wild. He was the chieftain of the Dúnedain of the North by birth, the rangers who still watched over the lands of the former kingdom of Arnor. So he would also be a ranger. The rangers were his to command, and the land was his ancestral fief and home. He was the kind of man to take his obligations seriously, and one of his obligations was the protection of the lands of Arnor. And in particular, the only bit we know of that retained any kind of self-identity, or even a theoretical recognition of the king's rule, was the Shire. And at some point during that, we're told 62 years before the events of The Lord of the Rings, Aragorn and Gandalf met. This is only to be expected. They both had a love for that part of the world, and their missions to protect the peoples of Middle-earth obviously overlapped. And during the intervening years, they had become something of a team. In Aragorn's many travels, again we'll come on to that in another video, because Aragorn explored much of the Middle-earth we know during that time, Gandalf encouraged him to have a special care for the protection of the Shire. This was not just about protecting a part of the world Gandalf loved, it was also about a sense that the Shire and hobbits were important somehow. And as Gandalf grew to understand more about Bilbo's ring, that need for protection only increased. And not just by Aragorn, of course, but by the rangers under his command. The Shire, and all of Arnor more broadly, must be protected. This is, of course, how Aragorn came to know the area around Bree so well, and become known there as Strider. He was always striding around, keeping an eye on the area, for reasons he didn't want to divulge. His reputation as being rather secretive is as understandable as his love for Barlaman's Wonderful Inn, an oasis of good beer and good company in troubled times. For the best part of 17 years, however, once Gandalf had grown properly suspicious of Bilbo's ring, it was Aragorn, sometimes with Gandalf and sometimes alone, who hunted down Gollum further afield, even as far as Mordor. Incidentally, if we ever needed proof of how close Aragorn and Gandalf were, and how much Aragorn trusted Gandalf, it's here. Aragorn left his only family and the love of his life in Rivendell for 17 years, following up a hunch that Gandalf had. Aragorn did eventually find and capture Gollum, leaving him with the elves of Northern Mirkwood, after which he made his way back westwards to resume his duties guarding the Shire, meeting Gandalf on the 1st of May at the Sarn Ford, a ford over the Brandywine River, one of the few entry points to the Shire from the east and south. At this point, Aragorn is pretty much up to speed with everything. He knows Frodo has the ring, Gandalf tells him the plan for Frodo to leave the Shire for Rivendell in the last week of September, and that he, Gandalf, won't go far. Everything seems to be under control. The elves have Gollum prisoner, Gandalf says that he'll stay with Frodo for a bit longer, the rangers are guarding the Shire. Given all of this, Aragorn clearly thought he could grab a few weeks' break. He goes off on a journey of my own. To be honest, this is a bit of a mystery. Tolkien doesn't tell us where he goes. As king in exile, he was a busy man, so perhaps we shouldn't fret over this too much. He was just on king in exile business. Or maybe he nipped back to Rivendell to see Arwen. Having a hint of all that was to come, that makes sense as a thing for Aragorn to do, and I'm sure we can all forgive him for leaving his post for that reason. But wherever he went, he clearly wasn't getting any news updates. Because when he returned, he was shaken by the news that everything had started to go wrong. The Black Riders were abroad and hunting for the ring. The hobbits had left Hobbiton, but no one knew where they were. And Gandalf himself had gone missing, apparently without leaving word of where he was or when he would be back. What was Aragorn to do? Aragorn was a resourceful man, and I'm sure he thought through a few options, but his priority in Gandalf's absence had to be helping the Ringbearer and the other hobbits reach Rivendell. But crucially, he didn't seem to be privy to Frodo's plan, as Gandalf had disappeared before they'd had a chance to work it through in detail. And of course, Frodo's own plans were disrupted by the Black Riders, and then by the discovery that his friends had understood his mission long ago and had planned for his escape from the Shire through ways he hadn't imagined, the Old Forest and the Barrowlands. So, in the absence of any other information, Aragorn stationed himself by the East Road out of the Shire and hoped that the hobbits came along it. It wasn't a bad plan. The hobbits were presumably still heading for Rivendell, which was to the east, and the East Road was the most direct way there, if also the most public. He mostly left his rangers stationed at the Sarn Ford. They had a battle with the Black Riders there a few days later, so would find out if the hobbits went that way instead. And what is a ranger to do when they have to hide beside a road for a while? Aragorn seems to have found a comfy, secretive spot behind a hedge. He tells the hobbits themselves the rest of the story when he had secured a private meeting with them in the Prancing Pony. Now, I was behind the hedge this evening on the road west of Bree, when four hobbits came out of the Downlands. I need not repeat all that they said to old Bombadil or to one another, but one thing interested me. "Please remember," said one of them, "that the name Baggins must not be mentioned. I am Mr. Underhill, if any name must be given." That interested me so much that I followed them here. I slipped over the gate just behind them. "I don't see what interest my name has for anyone in Bree," said Frodo angrily, "and I have still to learn why it interests you. Mr. Strider may have an honest reason for spying and eavesdropping, but if so, I should advise him to explain it." "Well answered," said Strider, laughing, "but the explanation is simple. I was looking for a hobbit called Frodo Baggins. I wanted to find him quickly. I had learned that he was carrying out of the Shire, well, a secret that concerned me and my friends. So, really, Aragorn was at the Prancing Pony because he followed Frodo there. He'd been hiding behind a hedge, saw the hobbits, and followed them. Now, of course, all of this might have been avoided if Barlaemon had just remembered to pass on that letter from Gandalf. That would have told the hobbits exactly who Aragorn was, so they would know to keep an eye out for him. But it would also have meant them leaving the Shire a couple of months earlier, so they may have missed him completely while he was off on his mysterious journey on his own. Anyway, Aragorn was in Bree and waiting for Frodo and the other hobbits, not because he had received any particular instructions from Gandalf to do so, but because he hadn't. He was concerned. Gandalf wasn't the sort to just abandon his work. And Gandalf had said he would accompany the hobbits, so Aragorn, thinking on his feet, decided that he would have to take the lead and lead the hobbits to Rivendell himself, without Gandalf. It's a much-overlooked bit of foreshadowing for what happens later, after the Bridge of Khazad-dûm. Gandalf is the closest to the hobbits and acts as their protector in the wider world, but when he isn't there, the person who steps up is Aragorn. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.